2 John, love and truth. When hard truth and gentle love come together, there are times when love has to be tough and truth becomes gentle. Achieving this combination along with knowledge gets us a spiritual hat trick. In his first letter, John writes, "Let us not love in word or speech, but in truth and action." 1 John 3:18. In order to love in truth, we need to know the truth, have the bond of truth, and abide in the truth. True knowledge is knowledge that acts, that obeys, that loves. 2 John 1:6. It involves complete transformation in thoughts, motives, and behavior. The bond of truth exceeds boundaries. It covers everyone who knows the truth. The bond of truth exists among some. John is thankful that some are walking in the truth. This continues to be true. There are always the faithful few among churches, countries, and denominations. The bond of truth excludes false fraternity. This includes false teachers and false followers. 2 John 1:10 and 11. John the Apostle of Love tells the churches not to even greet false teachers, let alone inviting them home. This is where love has to be tough at times, particularly within the church. Love is not tolerating everyone, which is worldview. It is protecting the absolute truth. Does it mean we don't love others? Certainly not. We love them, but don't rationalize their ways. In order to abide in the truth actually abides in us and will be with us forever. 2 John 1:2. We need to be soaked and surrounded by it. Those who abide in the truth will receive their full reward. 2 John 1:8 and 9. There are different levels of rewards in heavens. We need to shoot for the best. Those who abide in the truth will have truth forever. 2 John 1:2. True followers remain true forever. Those who fall back drastically do not really have God, 2 John 1 verse 9. True followers progressively grow closer to God. In summary, truth binds true believers in love. The walk of love is a walk of obedience. Knowledge of truth translated into action results in love. Obedience is characterized by love. When we embrace the truth, it remains with us forever. There are always the faithful few following the truth and the false fraternity diverting from the truth. Getting caught in these diversions means reducing our reward. In our churches today, do we stand against deviations to truth? Are we working towards increasing our heavenly reward? What diversions in our current context endangers our full reward? How do we avert them?